Wednesday, the 7th of October, Gimel de Chalamoid, Yutes Tishri, Rabbi Yitzhok Lev, Kobonis Bismanazer.
Good morning, everyone. Tonight I speak about the Inyan of Kobonis Bismanazer. There's actually quite a few things involved in this Inyan, more than I originally intended. And by way of Akdoma, I'll try to split it up into seven anofim, seven subtitles, and by way of introduction, to go through them all quickly, and hopefully to go in greater detail on some of the points. The first shaila is about bringing kavanas bizman as there is there still Kedusha left in Yerushalayim, in the base of Mikdash, the Mokom Mikdash? They'll say, is Kedusha Rishon a Kitchel Shat of the Kitchel Osilov? Was the original Kedusha done forever? And therefore there still is Kedusha? Or should we say that it's Nisbatl already once Churban came along? It was Nisbatl, HaKedusha is no longer Kedusha, Lo Kitchel Osilov. And part of it is to decide that maybe if they gave Kedusha in the first place, actually it's possible today as well. Maybe we can put a new Kedusha in. They did it once upon a time. Maybe we can do it again as well. Even if Kedusha was Nisbatl, Esher, we can put the Kedusha there again. So that's the first on-off. The second on-off is that maybe even if the first Kedusha was already in the Spackle, but maybe when it came along to Ezra Sofer, who came back to build the second base of Mikdash, maybe he gave a new Kedusha in there, which lasted Lasilavi as well. So it could be Kedusha Rishoyna, the first base of Mikdash, maybe it was not Lasilavi, but maybe the second Kedusha was, maybe Ezra Sofer made a better Kedusha, a longer lasting Kedusha than the first one. Is it shaykh to say such a thing? And the third Nekudah is, let's assume that there is no Kedusha Bismanazer. There's nothing left. Yeah, Kedusha Rishoyna, Kedusha Lashata, Veloi, Kedusha Lasilavi, it's all over. There's no longer Kedusha left there. Does that mean automatically that today there's a Heta Bomas? Because we know, for example, yeah, before the Mishkan was built, for the 1 year there, before the Mishkan was built, about a year, there was a Heta Bomas. Everyone could build a private Mizbeach and just bring Kabonis on it. And then after the Mishkan, in the 14 years of Kibbush Bechiluk, there was again a Heta Bomas. Then after Mishkan Shiloh, just under 400 years later, there was again Benoit Begiven, there was again a Heta Bomas. So maybe after Yerushalayim is Nechrab, if there's no longer Kedusha, maybe there's again a Heta Bomas. There's of course the Mishnah which writes in more than one place, Kibin Shigir Yerushalayim, Einachareh Heta. Once you get to Yerushalayim, it's too late, there's no longer Heta Bomas. But maybe that's not Lekula Alma, maybe that's assuming that there's still Kedusha left in Yerushalayim. If there's no Kedusha left in Yerushalayim, then Efshataka there's a Heta Bomas. That's the third Nekudah. The fourth Nekudah is the Siachsus of Kedushas Ha'oretz Petrumas HaMaisus and Kedushas Mechitzas to Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash. That means like this. Is it possible to say that maybe there is certain Kedushas left in Eretz Yisrael today, but maybe others not? Because we have Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, that's one grouping, and Boter Erechayim as well, it's one grouping. There's also the Trumas HaMaisus, there's Kedushas Ha'oretz. One is usually called Kedushas Mechitzas, the Mechitzas of the Beis HaMikdash, the Azorah, Mechitzas of Yerushalayim. And then there's the wider Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Is it possible to split them? Could we say perhaps that there is Kedushas, there's Trumas HaMaisus, Min HaTorah Bizman HaZeh, because there's absolute Kedusha in Kedushas HaOretz. It's when you get off the plane, you bend down, you kiss the ground, still Kedushas HaOretz there, but maybe when it comes to Kedushas HaBayis, maybe you're not Chayav Koris if you go on the Mokom Mikdash, or maybe the other way around, maybe you're Chayav Koris if you go on the Mokom Mikdash, but maybe there is no real Kedusha left in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Legabat Trumas HaMaisus. Is it possible to split it, or the two always go hand in hand? That's the fourth Nekudah. The fifth Nekudah is, moving on slightly to another track, and that is, let's assume that there is absolute Kedusha today in Yerushalayim, on the Mokom Mikdash, there's absolute Kedusha there. But as we know, of course, there's no bias. But when they say no Rabban, there's nothing there. There's no bias there. Is it possible to bring a Korban without a Mizbeach? Do you need a Mizbeach? Do you absolutely have to have a Mizbeach? Right? So the fifth Nekudah is, the tzrichus of a mizbeach. Do you need a mizbeach? Now, you can split it up into many things. But do you need a mizbeach for? Number one, do you need a mizbeach for just being maktish a korban? If you're maktish an animal today, I take a cow and a maktish, I say, harizik, kedushas korban. Kedushas shlom, kedushas zoyla. I give you kedushas korban. Should we say, since there's no mizbeach, automatically it's disqualified. It's dichu. Yeah, there's dichu in because there's no mizbeach, so you can't bring it. You've got to bring it, so automatically there's dichu. Yeah, there's one chayla. Even if you get around that problem, is it shaykh to shecht an animal when you've got no mizbeach waiting for you there? Is it shaykh shechita below mizbeach? And even stronger, is it shaykh to do zrikas hadam on the mizbeach when you don't have a mizbeach? Is it shaykh to do haktores emurim on a mizbeach when you don't have a mizbeach? Although it sounds like it's impossible, it's not actually as impossible as it sounds. It is theoretically possible to do zrikas hadam and to do haktores emurim, to burn it on the mizbeach, even though we don't have the actual mizbeach there. It's possible, theoretically. That's what we might get to discuss. And the final thing is, of course, mizbeach achilas kochim without mizbeach. Are you allowed to eat kochim? Got no mizbeach there? Are you allowed to eat kochim without mizbeach? All of these are independent shailas in the Gemaras, scattered over Gemaras, and everyone has to be discussed. Every shaila, you need a mizbeach for the kedushas hakom, for the dam, for the shchita, for the haktores emurim, and for the achilas kochim. Yes or no? The sixth nekuda is, do you need a Pesach Oyel Moed? We know it's a Mefurusha Drosha learned by Shlomim, that you need a Pesach Oyel Moed. That means not just that you need an entrance, you need to be open, the door of the Oyel Moed, the entrance, the shaar of the Heichal has to be opened, completely open before you can bring the Korban. Is it Ma'akab? Do you need it? And we don't have it today because we don't have the Oyel Moed, we don't have the Pesach Oyel Moed. So can you bring Korban without Pesach Oyel Moed? Is it just by Shlomim? Is it by Ukabonis? That's the sixth Nekuda. And finally, the seventh Nekudah is, Ha'im Chai Bizman Hazeh, now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we don't have a Mizbeach, are you Chai for Shechut Echutz Bizman Hazeh? If there is Kedusha there, then are you Chai if you decide to bring a Korban outside? There's a few options. You could say that there's no Kedusha and therefore you can't be Chai outside. You could say that there is Kedusha, you are Chai. And you could say a middle option as well. You could say, even though there is Kedusha, but since there's no bias, maybe you're not Chai Koris if you bring a Korban outside. Right. Those are the seven Nekudas. Now, it should be obvious already, this is impossible to get through all seven now. But what I think we'll have to do is just isolate, take maybe two to three Nekudas, maybe leave the rest for another time. Or for all of those who want to stay after. Okay, we'll start with the first one. Right? The first Nekudah was, is there still Kedusha there? Kedusha is showing the kitchen l'shata v'ula asil lavoi. Or is there no longer Kedusha there? And even if there isn't Kedusha there, maybe we can go there, go up, make a Temple Mount committee, up we go, and make a new Kedusha. Maybe it's time to make a Kedusha with Manazer. So in order to analyze the Shaila, the first thing I'm thinking, well, how did they make the Kedusha in the first place, and how are we going to try and copy them and make it with Manazer? So Lagaba, how they made the Kedusha in the first place, the Mishnah in Shavuos, which discusses not quite that point, but how they were moisif on Kedusha, because sometimes they decided that it wasn't quite big enough, they needed a little bit, make an extension, the extension into the Mekomis HaKedusha, an extension in Yerushalayim, make the city a bit bigger, make the Mikdash a bit bigger. So the Mishnah discusses how they were moisif al Ha'ir, how they were moisif and how they added to Kedusha. So the Mishnah says, only going to take out certain points of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says like this, She'ein moisifin al Ha'ir v'al Hazoros. It's impossible to add onto the Kedusha So'ir, that's Yerushalayim, Gaba Masa Sheini, Legaba Kochim Kalim, eating it anywhere in Yerushalayim, Val HaZoris is the Kodesh Kochim area, El of the Melech, the following list you need. Okay, so as long as you can come up with this list, says the Mishnah, you're okay. Melech, Novi, Urim V'Tumim, Sanhedrin, Shoshim V'Echol, Shtei Toidus, going to stress on that one a second, Shtei Toidus, yeah, two, so the Lechem from the Toidah, not actual meat itself, but the Lechem from the Toidah, so as I remember, or Bashir, said Mizmor Tehillim, you have to go around saying, based in Mahalchin, based in walk behind them, Shtei Toidus Achareim, the Kol Yisrael Achareim, and you have to have everybody coming with you, right? That's probably the most difficult today, yeah? Everybody has to come with you. So, do you need all of them or only one of them? The Mishnah's mashia, you need all of them, because the Mishnah says, v'chol shalinas, v'chol elu, if you leave any of them off the list, v'chol shalinas, v'chol elu, hanichnas, l'shom ein chayv alel, it's not going to have proper Kedusha. You want it to have proper Kedusha, absolute Kedusha, then you've got to have the whole list. Right? So straight away you'll say, well, we don't have almost nothing of the list. But basically, what we do have the list, Efshah Chol Yisrael Achreim will have, based in, if you call it based in today, which is not proper smicha, maybe you can consider based in. There's really, we're really scraping at the bottom of the barrel over here, because there's almost nothing we have. Maybe we have one or two. Maybe we have one or two. We certainly don't have the comprehensive list. We don't have it. So you'll say, well, that's it. Forget it. Right? The whole thing's over before we start. It's not so posh. The first thing is, it's not so posh, is because in the second Beis Hamikdash, they also never had it all. They didn't have a Melech, they didn't have Urim V'Tumim. So how did they manage? We know that there was proper Kedusha in the second Beis Hamikdash. We stopped being Misabel on the first thing. We put proper Korbanos. It was a proper Kedusha in the second Beis Hamikdash. So they also didn't have it. So how did they cope? unless you'll say that they didn't really cope, maybe they had the original Kedusha, which we have today as well, maybe, or, yeah, but if they didn't have, how did they manage? That's the first point on the Mishnah. The second thing on the Mishnah is moving to the Gemara about a blood later, and the Gemara says like this, the Mishnah says you need, as one of the lists, you need two Toidus. What are Toidus? Toidus is, well, the lechem for the Toidus is the bread or the matzahs that were brought with the carbon toda and was to be eaten anyway in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rambam Bachomo, Ein ha'azorim is kadeshes elo bishiyorei mincha. Even though we said in the Mishnah you need two toidas, that's only if you want to increase on Yerushalayim. If you want to increase on the Mishnah Mikdash, it's not enough to have two toidas. Two toidas just doesn't help us. Beis HaMikdash has to have something which is going to be possible when it leaves Beis HaMikdash, not something which is going to be possible when it leaves Yerushalayim. So you need to ask, what will you have? Shiorei Mincha. You'll have the lechem, the leftover from Mincha, after the kmitzah was put on the Mizbeah, the Kohenim are supposed to eat the rest of the Mincha. That's called Shiorei Mincha. What the Kohenim eat, those Shiorei Mincha, you've got to go around with those. My time, Ki Yerushalayim, my Yerushalayim, Dov HaNechel Bo Mekacho, HaZor Dov HaNechel Bo Mekacho. Savior. Zog Toysvus, Tamer. So he says, I can't understand what's happening over here. The Gemara says over here that to make a Beis HaMikdash, or to increase on the Beis HaMikdash, what do you have to do to make Kedusha there? You have to have a bit of a Korban Mincha. It's like, you need a Beis HaMikdash to make a Korban Mincha, and you need a Korban Mincha to make a Beis HaMikdash. How do you get the Mincha in the first place? Yeah, you're expected to come up with a Korban Mincha in your hand to make a procession. Okay, basically we can, or a Beturim Melech, all these things we just import into the Makom HaMikdash and we can walk around. But to have a Korban Mincha in your hand, you need a Beis HaMikdash to make the Korban Mincha in the first place. So how do you do it? One of the Tirutim could have been that before the Beis HaMikdash it was Heter Bomas, and in the Bomber you made a Korban Mincha. So there's a big machlokes about that, whether you can make a Korban, whether Mincha V'oif B'Bomo is Shayach, whether you can make a Korban Mincha B'Bomo. And according to the Man Domad, you cannot make a Korban Mincha B'Bomo. You can only make a Korban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash itself. You're stuck. We'll move to that point soon. Maybe by the second Beis HaMikdash they didn't have the problem, because maybe they still relied on the first Beis HaMikdash's Kedusha. But in the first Beis HaMikdash, how did they start in the first place? How did they start? Then Tosis gives a suggestion. I've got it, says Tosis. It's not a problem. There's one Korban Mincha which you don't need to base a Mikdash for the Kedusha itself. So Mincha Sa'ime, the body that was brought Pesach time, second day of Pesach. You don't need the Mizbech, you don't need anything. The Kedusha comes naturally. Right? So they took the Mincha Sa'ime, which the Kohenim do eat eventually, and instead of the Kohenim eating up, they went and they made Kedusha Sabayis. So Tosis, it can't be. And this is the connection to Sukkos now. But of the Sukkos Hoya HaKiddush, Bimei Shloimeh, the Shema Melech built the base of Mikdash, the first Mikdash was built Sukkos time, not Pesach time. 6 months apart. So it's impossible that they use the Korban Oimer at Sukkos time. So where did they get the Korban Mincha from in the first place? For the Sukkos Hoya HaKiddush Bimei Shloimeh, Kedoma B'moy Kotten, Uch Demuch Kroi. There's psukim which say clearly that Sukkot's time, this time of year now, is when they built Beis HaMikdash. If Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash this time of year, where did they get the Korban Mincha from to do it? Tosis gives two truths, and we're not going to go into the first one. The first one is a Gedel Gita B'Yodik B'Yom Ka'achas. We're not going to go into that. But the second teretz is Merafsin Nigra. It says, Tosis, I nami, kiven deloy efshar leitzorich. It wasn't possible. It's impossible. As long as it's impossible, you don't need to do it. Yeah, the whole list is only when it's possible. If it's not possible, you can rub it out. That's what Moshe says. Here in the Mishnah says clearly it doesn't work. Where it's possible, where would it be possible? Could go to Shabbat Lahoy Svalos. When you already got a base of Mishnah, want to add a little bit more, you take a call Mincha and you do. But otherwise, if it's impossible, you can manage that. From this post is much more than maybe today. We could still go up to the base of Mishnah with our few poultry offerings of Kedusha and try and make a Kedusha there, because it's impossible. We don't have a Melech, because it's Leyefsh. We don't need to have a Melech. We don't have a Melech. It's Leyefsh. We don't have a Rutumim. We don't have any of the lists, so maybe we can use this Tosis as a good basis for us going up today and making a Kedushas Hamokum, because it's Leyefsh. That's the Shaila. The only problem is, well, before we get to the problem, I want to just tell you a Masha. Masha says, I don't understand what Tosis is saying. It's like Efsha. It was Efsha. It was possible to get Mincha. Why didn't you just wait till Pesach? Why did Shlomo HaMelech decide to make it Sukkot's time? Just wait till Pesach and it's Efsha. Tosis says, it's impossible. How are you supposed to get a Korban Mincha in your hand before you build a base of meat. Impossible. Ignore it. Manage without. Lo yesha. Says the Marshal, it is yesha. Wait till Pesach. Wait till, says the Marshal, no. To build a base of Mikdosh, you have to do it immediately. And that's called lo yesha. If you just want to add on the base of Mikdosh, wait till Pesach. Yeah, and the Chanam. Then you could wait. But if you want to build the base of Mikdosh, you've got nothing in your hand, you can't say, wait another 6 months. I need it now. There's no time like the present. You need to have it absolutely now. That's what Marshal says. The only problem with the whole Mahalach of Tosis is the Choyra, Tosis is Ankegen, a Mefurusha Gemara later, where the Gemara is almost Muchach later, that if you haven't got it, then you have to manage. Then you can't make a Kedusha. Tosis Mashma, if you haven't got it, you could still manage without. Kiva Daleasha Loitzarev. But the Gemara later is Muchach, that if you haven't got it, you're stuck. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says like this. Itmar, Rav Huna Omar, Bechol Eilutnan, Rav Nachman Omar Ba'achas Mikol Eilutnan. As a machlokes late in the Gemara. Is the Mishnah's list, you need to have all of them, or could you pick any one of them? Bechol Eilu Ba'achas Mikol Eilu. Even though the Mishnah says Mefurish, you need all of them. Yeah, but maybe there's a different Gira says to Gemara. Yeah, the Mishnah doesn't really need to have all of them. Maybe yes, maybe no. Machlokes, Itmar, Rav Huna Omar Bechol Eilutnan, Rav Nachman Omar Ba'achas Mikol Eilutnan. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna Omar Bechol Eilu Tanan, Kusaba Kedusha Rishon the Kitchen Asata the Kitchen Asilavoy. If you hold, I don't want to lose anybody here, but if you hold, you need all of them. Then, since in the second base Hamikdash you didn't have all of them, they must hold the Kedusha Rishon lasted forever. Kedusha Rishon the Kitchen Asata the Kitchen Asilavoy. Yeah, no problem. If you hold Bechol Eilu Tanan, you need all of the list to make a Kedusha, then we must be relying on the first person Mikdosh forever. And it was never bottled. Because if not, it's impossible that they made a new Kedusha in the second person Mikdosh. That's one side. Says the Gemara and the Leiduch Yisa as well. If you hold Achas Mikol Eilu, you only need one thing to make a Kedusha, then, says the Gemara, you must hold that the Kedusha they made in the first person Mikdosh was L'shat of a Loi L'asil Lovay, just for then, and then they made, Ezra Sofer made a new one when it came to the second person Mikdosh. The Gemara says the two things are Toila Hobaho. The Gemara says the two things are Mamish Toila Hobaho. That is to say, that if you hold, yeah, if you need everything, then they only ever once had everything, that was in the first place of Mikdosh, and they only ever once made the Kedusha, and that lasted forever, and that's still here today. And if you hold, you could manage with one, then Taka, they made temporary Kedushas as they went along. So this is Mefurish Kenegatosis. Because the Gemara says clearly, absolutely clearly, that in the second base of Mikdosh, that they didn't have everything and they couldn't make a new Kedusha unless it's good enough to have one of the list. If you need the whole list, they couldn't make a new Kedusha in the second base of Mikdosh. Tosis said, if it's Lo Yefsha, we can rub it out from the list. Tosis said, Lo Yefsha, you can rub it out. This Gemara is a Chorik Mamish Kenegatosis. And I looked around, I couldn't really see anyone. I found in the Birchas Avraham, he asked the Kasha, Birchas Avraham, the late Achrayim, nowadays Achrayim, and he asked the Kasha, and he gives a Teresh, I'll tell you very quickly, but L'chori, the Teresh doesn't fit with the Mashal. Yeah, the Teresh is like this, he says, Teresh doesn't really mean to say that if you can't manage with something, you can rub it out. Teresh means to say one specific thing, something which is, by definition, impossible, you can rub out. Something which, a Korban Mincha is impossible to get hold of a Korban Mincha unless you build a base of Mikdosh. So it's on the list by definition. The Mishnah is giving you something which is not Shaykh B'chlau. Yeah, the Mishnah is telling you, come along and bring a Korban Mincha. It's not Shaykh to bring a Korban Mincha. Such a type of thing you can rub out from this. In Lo Yefsha, you can manage that. But other things like a Melech or a Vatumim, those type of things, it's your fault if you don't have it. Those, if you don't have them, you're stuck. And that's what he says. But the Chorah doesn't fit in with the Mashal, which we said before. The Mashal said before that it was really Efsha, they could have waited till Pesach. So you see that the Birchas Avraham's Teresh is just to say that only someone which is by definition like Efsha, you can rub out. There is nothing which is by definition like Efsha. Because even a Kol Mincha, you could theoretically wait till Pesach. Okay, I think we'll finish the first Akudah here, and there's a little bit more to say. We'll finish the first Akudah here, just to summarize. Yeah, what we said so far is that there's a machlokes, whether machlokes amaroim, machlokes tanoim, there's also machlokes rishonim, the same machlokes all the way through. The first kedusha is still here today, or the first kedusha is not here today. But we just tried to prove that if the first kedusha is not here today, Like Kitchlas Lava, we cannot go today and make another Kedusha. We don't have almost nothing from the list, and it's impossible to make a Kedusha further. So basically we're relying either on the very original Kedusha, or there's nothing left today. That's the first Nekuda. Right. Swiftly moving on. Okay, we'll start a little bit I think I'll jump to the third Nekuda. Okay, we'll jump to the third Nekuda. If assuming that there is no Kedusha today, let's say that there is no Kedusha today. If there's no Kedusha today, doesn't mean we can build, there's a Heter Bomas. Doesn't mean like, before the Mishkan was built, in the years of Kibbush V'Chiluk, in the years of Noiv V'Given, when we had the Heter Bomas, doesn't mean that, yeah, doesn't mean that there's a Heter Bomas today as well. There's a Gemara Megillah, which I didn't... The Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, in the Ein Beins, says like this, just after the Mishnah has said, Kedushas Yerushalayim Ein Achareya Heter, that once that we reach Yerushalayim, there's never going to be a Heter again of Kedushas Bomas. Yeah? Straight after, the Gemara comes with Rabbi Yitzchok. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Shamati Shemakrivin Bebeis Choyno Vizman Hazeh. I heard, says Rabbi Yitzchok, that even nowadays, we're talking about an Amora, a late Amora said, I heard even nowadays, they still bring Kabbalahs in Beis Choyno. Beis Choyno was a place in Mitzrayim. It was built by the son of Shimon HaTzadik, Rashi brings. It's Beis Choyno, Benoisha Shimon HaTzadik, Mono Bomo Be Mitzrayim. He built a great big Bomo in Mitzrayim. And there was a big machlokes whether he did it L'Shem Shemayim or L'Shem Avodah Zorah, right? It's either perfect or terrible. Either L'Shem Shemayim or L'Shem Avodah Zorah. And Rabbi Yitzchok said, I heard that nowadays, which is years after the Churban, they're still bringing Korbanos in Mitzrayim, on Beis Choynov. So the Gemara can prove two things from here. First of all, that Rabbi Yitzchok holds that it was not a Beis Avodah Zarah. That goes without saying. Obviously it was L'Shem Shemayim Nitzkavan. Yeah, L'Shem Shemayim we built it. That's the Erech Tazach. And Tzveitens, he also must hold that Kedusha Rishayin Kitchen Lashat of Eloi La'asid Lovi. Obviously he holds that there's no Kedusha left in Yerushalayim. Since Yerushalayim is no longer a Kedusha, therefore there's a Heter to bring Korbanos elsewhere. So l'chor you have a Mefurish Gemara over here straight away, which says that nowadays, if there is no Kedusha left in Yerushalayim, it's Muta, you go and build a bomb, we can all go home, now, Kolomoid, and build a bomb, and bring Korbanos. Because it says clearly, the Gemara says clearly, and prove from Rabbi Yitzchok that he holds the original Kedusha was gone, there was the Heter to build a bomb. To build, to could be makrif and base home. The only problem is that the Gemara asks straight away on that Rabbi Yitzchok. The Gemara says on Rabbi Yitzchok, how could Rabbi Yitzchok say that they could build a bomber and bring Kabbalahs with Manas there? Didn't he just see the Mishnah which we had at the top of the page? Didn't he just see the Mishnah which says, Kimi Shigir Yerushalayim Ein La Heter? So if he's in the Mishnah, how can he do it? Freit Tosfos, I don't understand the Gemara's Kasha Bechlal. The Mishnah is one day. The Mishnah holds clearly that there is Kedusha left in Yerushalayim. Fine, that's the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yitzchak holds, he passes like the other day. What's the problem? That's what Tosfos says. I'm trying to bring out the point, though, that the Pashto says in Tosfos, it's Tosfos and Megillah, we won't have clearly time, but there's about three Tosfos in Shavuos which say the same thing, or all different areas and all different subjects, and in Zvachim as well, which say exactly the same thing, that if there's no Kedusha left in Yerushalayim, there's a Heter Bomas today. That's what Tosfos says. Except that there's one Shitta Tosfos, which Tosfos brings once in Zvachim and once in Megillah as well, but Tosfos brings down the Shitta of Rabbeinu Chaim. I want to go to the Shitta of Rabbeinu Chaim, because it's obviously a very important Shitta, because all the Achronim bring down this Rabbeinu Chaim lahalach. Right, and since they bring it down, let's go through. Rabbeinu Chaim holds like this. Lekach nir laharav Rabbeinu Chaim, kula alma moidu, the mishibol Yerushalayim nesra abomas. Everybody agrees, whether there is Kedusha left in Yerushalayim today, whether there's no Kedusha left in Yerushalayim today, everybody agrees, mishibol Yerushalayim nesra abomas. V'shuv lo hoyo lehen heter. And then, after that, it was finished. This Gemara over here, which you just mentioned before, that the Lemaisa brought Korbanos, Tosa somehow kvetches it in. So, yeah, he works all around it. Basically, says Tosa, Rabbeinu Chayim Shitta was, that it's the exact opposite of what we thought before. We thought before like this. We thought, if there's Kedusha in Yerushalayim, then we're restricted to Yerushalayim, and we can't build the Boma. If there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim, then why not? That's what we thought. Now we see it's Punkt Faket. The Kuntra Rabbeinu Chayim is Punkt Faket. If there's Kedusha in Yerushalayim, maybe you could get to Yerushalayim and somehow bring the Korban. If there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim, then Yerushalayim is not better than anywhere else. And nowhere can you build a Boma, and nowhere can you build, can you bring a Korban. Yeah? And this is the Minchas Chinuch brings it down, there's Rabbeinu Chaim Lahalocha, and so one to other places. Yeah, they bring down this Halocha, the Rabbeinu Chaim, it's on Genuman a Psak. Hagam, it's not the Pashtus at all, not in the Gemara, not in Rav Tosus, from what I've seen anyway. Yeah, it's not the Pashtus, but Rabbeinu Chaim is on Genuman Lahalocha. Today there's an Issa Bomas, whatever happens, whether you hold there is Kedusha in Yerushalayim, whether there's not Kedusha in Yerushalayim. Right, but what is the halacha? Is there kedusha or not? Yeah, we discussed it already a few times now. Is there kedusha in Yerushalayim today, or is there no kedusha in Yerushalayim? Let's go to the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam holds like this in Perek Vav Mehilchas Beis Abchira. The Rambam says in Halacha Tesov like this: Lefikach. The words that he uses is basically based on the Gemara, but the Gemara has many shittas, but this is how he paskens. Lefikoch makrivin hakorbonos kulon. Therefore, says the Rambam, he's talking about nowadays. Therefore, nowadays, makrivin hakorbonos kulon, you can bring any korban you like in your shalim. Afapisha ain't shom bias bonu. Although there's no built bias there. Afapisha ain't shom bias bonu. Vahuchlin kochi kochim b'chol ha'azora. It's mutter to eat kochi kochim. Af bishi charev v'ena mukefes b'mechitza. Vahuchlin kochim kalim u'masa sheni b'chol Yerushalayim. Af bishi ain't shom choymas shakadushi rishoyno, kitcha l'shata v'kitcha l'osir lovi. The Rambam says clearly, the kadushi rishoyno is still there. There is kitcha l'shata and kitcha l'osir lovi. And theoretically, we could go and bring any kamolos we like. That's the Rambam says. Zog the Raivet. Omar Avram, Svaras Atzma Hizu. I don't know where the Rambam gets it from. Where did he get it from? But there are Dati Me'ilo, but come on, Makovis with Mishnah, May Mikdash Yirkov. There's many places Mishnah, Mas. Shame the other places where the Mishnah says, May Mikdash Yirkov. Without the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedush is gone. The Gemara Amu, the Rafa Mechitzes. Amma the Manda, Amma Kedush, Mishnah, the Loi Kitchen, Osa Lova, Loi Chola, Ben HaMikdash, Roshan, Shai, Tashov, Loi Oid, Elash Hai Noime. Skip a little bit. And he says at the end, Kach Nigneli, Misoid Hashem Yireov. I saw in the Mephoroshim on the Frank Rambam the bring downs very few times arrived that ever mentioned this. Kach nigleli misoid Hashem nireov. Yeah, I know this halacha. Don't ask me where I get it from, but this is the halacha that there is no kedusha left today. The Rambam holds just the opposite to the Rambam, and he says lefikoch hanichnas atoshom ein bekoris. Somebody walks on the bokham amigdash. There's no koris, which is very extreme in a way. Remember, the truth is that you go hand in hand, yeah? If you hold the Kedusha, why should there be Koris? So we have a machlokes lahalocha between the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam holds that it clearly is Kedusha, and you can do what you like over there. You can bring any korban today, and the Raiva holds just the opposite. The Mogen Avraham, I'll just have to quote, I haven't got it here, but the Mogen Avraham brings down, in one of the simonim, on the Chiyuv list, Abel El Yerushalayim, by Hilchas Tisha B'Av, at the end there, he brings the Machlokes Rambam and the Raivad, and he even asks the Kashas against the Rambam and the Raivad ask. I didn't go through them now, and he says the Shtark Kashas against the Rambam, I'm going to try and answer them, and he answers the Kashas, and he says, since I've been able to answer the Kashas, Halachas like the Rambam. Halachas like the Rambam. But I saw brought down in the Likutei Halachas from the Chofetz Chaim, he says, I don't understand the Mogen Avraham at all. He brings down the Rambam and the Raiva as if the two are equal. He said they're not equal at all. Almost every single Rishon, and he quotes, I wrote them down somewhere here. Almost every single Rishon has smag, save for all the Rishonim that we paskin, yeah, the Rishonim lahalocha, has smag, save for Chuma, Chinuch, Haritvah, Megillah, Tashpat, Tor, right? An endless list, all paskin 100% like the Rambam. The Raivid is a complete Das Yochid. There's no need to defend the Rambam. The Rambam's safe on his own. He's got all the Rishonim with him. Once he's got all the Rishonim, you can defend, you can answer the Kash against him. It's very important to answer the Kashas. Yeah, but not to paskin like that. Yeah, the Psak is automatic. Yeah, automatically, therefore, says Chov Chaim, that halocha is automatically like the Rambam. and there is Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. The only thing is, although the Rambam says you can bring any korbanos you like today, and you can eat anything you like, do what you like, right? There's two inyanim which were in the Hakdama, which we haven't been able to go through. That is, you don't have a mizbeach, right? That's one catch. Yeah, you don't have a mizbeach, and you don't have a Pesach Ol Moed. There are two major problems. Major problems. One of them is, the answer is, Tosis says in Mefurish, and I've seen brought down as well, that the Rambam, when he says you can bring any common like, he means if you build a Mizbeach. Okay? He means if you build a Mizbeach. But for the second case, you can't say that. You can't say the Rambam means if you build a Pesach Ol Moed, because that's impossible. Because the Rambam says clearly, you can bring any common you like, afa pi she'ein habayis bonui, he says. Even though there's nothing built there. A mizbeach, you could say a mizbeach wasn't part of the actual building. Mizbeach, you have to build. Okay, say that the Rambam means I have to build a mizbeach. I build a mizbeach. I'll manage with that one. But the Beis HaMikdash we can't build just like that. And Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says clearly you can bring korbanos even if it's not bonu. So how does it get with the problem of the oil moed? What is the problem of the oil moed? I think we've just run out of time, so we'll have to say quickly the problem of the oil moed. Yeah. Okay. Very, very briefly then. What is the problem of oil moed? The Mishnah says in Tomid, when they brought the Tomid every single morning, they would wait to listen to the Pesach opening. Right? And the Tomid was an Oila. It wasn't a Shlom. It was an Oila. And we don't really have any Pasuk by Oila. We only have a Pasuk by Shlomim. The Torah says three Pesukim by Shlomim, that it's got to be done by the Shar Ola Moed three times. But one of them says the word Pesach. So El Pnei Ola Moed. And then one of them says Pesach. From that, the Gemara says, the door has got to be open. If the door is not open, the korban is possible. The door has got to be open. But what does it mean being open? What happens if you don't have a doorway there altogether? What happens if you don't have all the doorway? Maybe that is called open. Maybe nowadays it's called open. Who said it's not open? Yeah? But the problem is that the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, by the way, when they took down the Mishkan and they traveled from place to place, that's called closed. So then nowadays we're stuck. Because it's like we've taken down the Mishkan. Right? But then how do you explain the Rambam who says you can bring a korban there? So I saw the Kasha asked, also in the Likutei Halachos, and I want to just very quickly tell you what he says. Okay, he says like this. He says, nowadays, it's not a problem, Pesach Ol Moed. Why? The main thing is to have a gap. When you open a door, there's a gap. You've got a gap. Look there, you've got a gap. Since you've got a gap there, it's not a problem. Either Mishkan, but the Gemara says about the Mishkan was taken down, it's different, because when the Mishkan was taken down, there's no Kedusha left on the place itself. When they dismantled the Mishkan, the Kedusha is history over here. You've completely moved away, so you've got no oil, you've got no gap on the Mokum Kedusha. Mash Egin, the Mokum HaMikdash today is a Mokum Kedusha, and you've got a big gap, you've got a Halal. You've got a Halal HaPesa, that's good enough. Says the, but he brings down, he says, what about the Maisa today when there's a big, but what you're saying, a Rabban building there, he says. I assume he refers to the mosque. Yeah? When you have a building built there, it's not a gap anymore. And Chofetz Chaim says, since there's a mosque there, it's impossible to bring a korban. So all the temple mounts, their committees, they're stuck from this Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, since there's a mosque built there, it's impossible to bring a korban. But then he says, after I wrote that, I just saw, so it's, that the Rashba asked the same kasha in Shavuos, and the Rashba says that the reason why it's not a problem with the halal is not because stam there's a gap, is because the cause of b'sheish oyel moed b'ino she neged pischa mashaikin k'she'ein bias. If there's no house there, then the whole halacha falls away. The Rashba holds. The Rashba held that you only need a pesach of an oil moed if you have an oil moed. You only need a pesach if you've got the oil moed there. If you've got the moed, you need a pesach moed. It says the Rashba, nowadays we don't have an oil moed. If you don't have an oil moed, just the Makom Kedusha, then the whole din of pesach falls away. So therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, it could be according to Rashba, then it would be still mutter to bring korban today. According to me, that I need a gap, and I haven't got a gap because the mosque, I've got trouble, says the Chofetz Chaim. But, yeah, if you hold that the reason why nowadays it's not a problem is not because you need the gap. Yeah, the reason why that's not a problem is because you have no oil moed in the first place there. If you've got no oil moed in the first place, then today the mosque won't disturb anything, won't disturb. Okay, yeah. So.